Talk with a Purpose, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and I'm John DeMasi. Let's bring in Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, and I'm sure Seth agrees with me on a lot of things, but let's get into trouble together, Seth.
Yes, we will. Let me begin by making a correction. Last week, I said that the movie Django Unchained inspired a whole bunch of murders, senseless, random murders of white people by angry black people. And I said the first one was the Philadelphia Navy Yard that came, you know, was 3 weeks after the movie came out. No, it was not the Philadelphia Navy Yard. It was the Washington Navy Yard.
Okay.
So I just want to make that correction.
Okay.
But it's interesting. LibertyandProsperity.com. A lot of times we talk about the events that are in the news, as we do on talk shows. But a lot of times we talk about stuff that is not in the news that nobody ever knows about. So there's a little-known holiday tomorrow that is a Jewish holiday, and it's a Christian holiday tomorrow. Jews call it the Shavuot, which means the festival of the sevens or the weeks. And in Christians call it the Pentecost. And everybody knows Easter, everybody knows Passover. But there's a biblical law that says you're supposed to count 49 days after Passover, after Easter, and today is that 49th day. And then there's supposed to be another festival on the 50th day, and Pentecost is the Greek word for 50. Now, the Jewish Pentecost reminds us that that in Passover, Jews used to be slaves, and we got our freedom. And this reminds us that 50 days after we got our freedom, God took us to Mount Sinai, gave us the Ten Commandments, gave us love thy neighbor as thyself, gave us rules we have to follow to enjoy freedom. Because if we don't follow certain rules and accept certain things and respect the rights of others, we can never be free. Because we need people with guns to force us to do certain things. But if we do the right thing because we want to do the right thing, then we're free. And when we talk about the separation of church and state, that doesn't mean the separation of religion and state, because you cannot have a free society if people think they could do whatever they want to do as long as they don't get caught. And George Washington said that, Ben Franklin said that, John Adams said that, Thomas Jefferson said that. And what's really interesting, you had a top economist in communist China, a guy called Zhao Xiao, Zhaouxiao. And he said the key to success in America was Christianity. And he said the communist government, instead of suppressing Christianity, would be a lot more successful if they encouraged it. So, but if you say anything that has this common sense, you'll see something like what you saw in the Ocean City Sentinel last week, a big editorial saying the biggest danger to America are Christian nationalists. And nobody wants to ram anyone's religion down anyone's throat. We're just mentioning that you can't live freely if people feel they could do whatever they want to do as long as they don't get caught. And that's something that you touched on, and it's important. And by the way, the Press of Atlantic City today had an excellent analysis of the 15 most recent mass shootings. And it talks about how those shooters got their guns. And what it points out is you can make all the laws in the world, but if you have incompetent police officials who don't care, if you have citizens who see these ticking time bombs and don't say anything and don't do anything, all the laws in the world will not protect you, because most of the people got their guns by lying, by cheating, by getting other people to break the law for them. And so there's just no substitute for an active citizen that is concerned about, doing the right thing, not just for themselves, but for others. So I think that's something we have to talk about. Everybody looks for the instant solution, pass a law and it fixes everything. No, pass the law and you might prevent the good guy with a gun from being able to stop the bad guy with a gun. So we have to talk about that.
It's interesting what you talked about the press article, and I kind of said the same thing. We can pass all the gun laws in the world. You and I know, and listen, we are in the shadow of Atlantic City. You could go to Atlantic City, I am sure, and get a gun from somebody. And it doesn't matter what the law is.
Right, because you have criminals who will make money doing it.
That's right.
And we also have enemies. We have jihadis who will actually give weapons to people who will kill other Americans because they hate America and they want to destroy us. So all that's going to mean is that the massacres will be even bigger because there'll be, you know, people be waiting for the police to come. And as you can see, the police don't always come. And when they do come, very often they have their own agenda. So nobody cares about your kids more than you, the parents. And we have to give them the power to protect their families. And as I point out often, I was in the military. I had training. I'm law-abiding. I'm a lawyer. I'm Jewish. I get threats all the time. I can't carry a weapon in New Jersey. And if I would, you know, God forbid, if I'm taking my gun, you know, locked up in the back of my car with ammunition on one side, gun the other, if I would somehow get hungry, go off the path to the gun range, get something to eat, and get caught, I could do mandatory prison term.
Right.
I can never get a permit to carry. And, you know, somehow, instead of talking about more laws to keep people like me from protecting myself, my business, and my family, we ought to talk about having more citizens involved, and then also have the professional law enforcement hold them accountable. But you can't hold people accountable if people get their job because of politics or diversity, and people who either don't care or don't have the talent are getting promoted because they could check off the right boxes, the diversity boxes. So that's I've been on that rant before. I'll back away from it.
Yeah. Did you you hear what Whoopi Goldberg said?
Yes, I did. It's ironic that the liberals are saying the same thing about whites, Christians, conservatives that the Nazis used to be saying about the Jews routinely. That every problem in America is the fault of the people who are not Democrats, people who are conservatives, Republicans, whites, heterosexual, whatever. And if only we got rid of those horrible people, think of how wonderful things would be.
Yeah.
Well, we've already been that and done that. The Nazis told you what happens if you demonize a group of people long enough. Eventually, you will take away their rights and you'll kill them. And this is very, very dangerous. And we got to stop it. We got to recognize it.
Yeah. She said, if you have an AR-15, if you're found owning one, you should be thrown in jail.
and she also said stuff like, if only these we could get rid of these Republicans.
Yeah.
They've been saying that, and they say it openly, and nobody says anything.
Nobody says anything.
Cover,
yeah, you're absolutely right.
A couple a quick points. I see that the local 54 is now picketing the Tropicana Hotel in Atlantic City. And this is a good example about how fake history influences politics to help Democrats and tear America apart. Because the popular myth that every school teaches is America used to be a very unjust country, and you had sweatshops, and workers never had a chance until the unions came in and gave us middle-class lifestyles here in America. But if you would look at the history of America, you'll see that the middle class was created in the 1920s when unions were almost non-existent and had hardly any power. What happened in the 1920s? In the 1920s, we had our first immigration laws that limited new immigrants to 100,000 a year. And we had that system in place basically for 50 years until Ted Kennedy changed it in 1965. So when you didn't have unlimited numbers of immigrants, and no one's saying that immigrants are bad, but there's a limit to how many immigrants a country could take. And if you have too many immigrants coming in, they'll just work for anything. They drive down wages, and the businesses don't invest in equipment to make workers more productive because they just hire cheap wages. That's what was causing all those sweatshops. As soon as we had immigration laws in the 1920s, that's when the cost of hiring people got expensive, and industry responded by inventing all these machines that made people more productive. That's when the middle class was created. So you have to know that when people are saying, oh, yeah, the wages in the casinos are too low. Let's picket the casinos. Well, all you're going to do is you're going to drive the tourists somewhere else.
That's right.
And then there'll be no money for anybody. So it's you know, you have to use your head.
You know,
and you got to. Yeah.
Seth, many times I have questioned the leadership of Bob McDevitt, who the leader of Local 54. I mean, you know, what does he do? You're right. It's Memorial Day weekend, and what's he decide to do? Oh, we're going to picket. And driving tourism away, as you said, they'll go somewhere else. So, you know, I don't think he thinks this thing through. Oh, let's just picket, and the casinos will cave in. How'd that work out with the Taj Mahal, remember, Seth?
So it's gone.
Yeah.
So that's something to talk about. The other thing that's going on, I don't know if you've noticed it, but we've often talked about how green energy, so-called green energy, solar panels and wind turbines are useless. They don't work.
Yes.
And the reason they don't work is because when they produce the power, most of it is wasted because there's backup generators. You've always got to keep the power grid at the same level all the time. So if the wind starts blowing and you have too much power, it gets dumped. If the wind stops blowing, then you have to crank up oil and gas generators to put power into the grid, otherwise it will collapse. So you either have too much or too little. It's totally useless, and it's going to cause the more green energy you have, the more likely the power grid is going to collapse. So if you notice, there are a whole lot of stories that have been showing up during the past week or two predicting power failures and blackouts this summer because of, quote, climate change. So in other words, the Democrats are already saying the whole thing is going to collapse. But instead of blaming it on the real cause, which is this unstable and useless dependence on wind turbines and solar panels that are just useless, they want to blame it on a climate change. And what's their solution going to be? Raise the rates even more and build even more useless wind turbines and solar panels. So it reminds me of the those quacks. In the old days, when somebody got sick, they thought, well, they had bad blood, so let's put leeches on them, take the blood out, and we'll cure them. Well, I don't know if you know that. That's how they killed George Washington. George Washington had a cold, bad cold. He called in his doctors, and they said, oh, we have to take away blood with leeches. And they did that, and George Washington got sicker. And they said, oh, my God, our patient's getting sicker. We have to draw even more blood. And they kept even drawing more blood until they killed him. And that's basically what we're doing to our economy with this, the so-called green energy. And it looks like I have time for just one more thing to talk about, and that is the casino pilot, the tax break for the casinos.
Yes.
The press did an excellent article showing exactly how much less the casinos are paying under this new law, how bad it's going to hurt not even just everyone in Atlantic County, but it's even going to hurt Atlantic City. But nobody checked those numbers. And again, this is bad because we have a constitution in New Jersey that says everybody's supposed to pay the same taxes at the same rate. And if casinos would pay their taxes based on the value of their real estate, just like everybody else, first of all, it would be fair. But look how it corrupts the system. If you think you have a big industry and you say, if I hire the right connected lawyers who give the right political donations, they will lower my taxes and raise everybody else's taxes. Besides, being unfair, it corrupts the system because now you have that your most powerful people are supporting politically the most corrupt people because they don't care if you have bad government as long as somebody else is paying the price of it. So the papers for that lawsuit just got served on me yesterday. The judge is going to rule on this in a month, and I'll be pretty busy preparing all that those paperwork because I have to get them into the court by next week.
Well,
so that's what's going on there.
Good luck there.
And,
good luck with that.
And anyone who's listening and clapping in the stands saying, oh, yeah, Grossman, Liberty, you're doing a great job. You know, would you just go online, libertyandprosperity.com, give us $30, help us pay some of these expenses. She may show up at the breakfast, and I'm going to head over right now at Sal's Cafe at Groveland Avenue in Summers Point on New Road. We'll talk about this, but we really need help. We're getting a lot of cheering from the sidelines, from the audience, but we really have ordinary people have to get involved. You have to share our stuff online. talk to other people, because otherwise we're just not strong enough. So thank you very much for giving me the microphone and platform, and let me head over to the meeting for libertyandprosperity.com.
All right, Seth, thanks a lot. As always, a pleasure. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com. The meeting starts in about 30 seconds at Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on New Road in Summers Point.